It's easy to get caught up in what didn't go as planned and overlook the wins, big and small. In this episode, we're going to help you uncover those hidden successes, show you how to build on them in a way that goes beyond just celebrating your achievements. You will learn to create a roadmap for continued success. Listen in.
As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today.
Welcome to the Engineer Your Success podcast. This is Dr. James Bryant, your host and guide to winning at work and at home. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Today, we are continuing with our Finish Strong mini-series. So whether you're an engineering executive, a business owner, a leader, or someone just striving for personal and professional growth, this series is designed to equip you with the strategies you need to end the year on a high note and pave the way for even greater success in the year ahead. So over the next few episodes, some of the topics that we are going to explore is how to conduct a comprehensive year in review that celebrates your wins and provides a clear picture of your progress. We're going to cover strategies for learning from setbacks and failures, and how do you turn them into valuable stepping stones for your future growth. We're going to look at techniques for laser-focused prioritization so that we can identify and really tackle those things that matter most. And we're also going to look at methods where we can build robust systems that can help generate and sustain the momentum that we want to go. Some of these topics are going to be covered under multiple episodes, but this is kind of the direction that we're going. If you've missed the first one, don't worry. I got you covered. We introduced three critical steps to finishing a year strong: review, prioritize, and systematize. And so today we're going to be taking a further step into review. Let's start with why this matters. As I've said this before, you are a person first and an engineer or business owner second. This review process isn't just about your professional life. It's about your whole life. It's about winning at work and at home. Remember what happens in one area of your life, it impacts all of the other areas of your life. Now, I want you to take a moment, or I want to take a moment to share something pretty special with you. Over the past few years, I've received several emails and messages from listeners just like you, sharing how these review episodes have impacted their lives. And honestly, it's one of the most rewarding parts of this podcast. So let me share a few that stood out. There's John, one of our longtime listeners. He sent me an email that said, "Dr. Bryant, hey, I applied your suggestions from your mid-year review episode and it helped me to land a promotion and a higher salary. Thanks." Hey, John, if you're listening, I'm thrilled that you are getting success and I can't wait to hear about your next big win. Then there's Sophie. So Sophie and I had a telephone conversation and she said, "These review episodes are like a GPS for my career. They keep me on track and help me navigate challenges." So Sophie, I love that analogy, and I'm glad that we can serve as your career GPS. These stories remind me of why I do multiple review episodes throughout the year. We have our quarterly check-ins, our mid-year review, and this comprehensive year in review. Each serves a unique purpose, but they all work together to keep us moving in the right direction. So whether this is your first time doing a year in review, or you are seasoned or pro, I want you to know that the time you invest in this process is one of the best investments that you can make in yourself. It's not just about looking back. It's about using what you've learned to propel you for the future, to propel yourself forward. So how do you prepare for this in-year review? So this prep work is crucial. It's like laying a foundation for a building. If you get that right, everything else tends to be easier or line up. So number one, gather your data. I want you to think of yourself as an investigator piecing together the story of your year. pull all of those goals that you set way back in January, yes, even the ones that you haven't looked at since then, dig up your planners, your journals, your habit trackers. If you've used digital tools, export the data. Look at your calendar to remind yourself of the key events and milestones, and don't forget about the feedback that you've received from performance reviews, client testimonials, even conversations with friends and family. All of these form the materials that can help you in your review. Number two is create a reflective space. So find a quiet space where you won't be interrupted. Turn off the notifications on your phone, maybe light a fragrant candle, play some soft music in the background if that helps you focus. The key is to create an environment that allows you deep reflection. Remember, this isn't a quick task that you're going to check off your list. It's a meaningful conversation with yourself about your life and your future. And I also want you to, number three, adopt the right mindset. Now, I want you to approach this review from the perspective of what I call a mirror moment. And this is where you see yourself for who you are, not who you project to be. It's about honest reflection. But here's the key, and I can't stress this enough, apply self-compassion. This isn't about beating yourself up. It's about growth and learning. And this is absolutely not about judging yourself. So the review process can apply to all different areas of your life, from your career. What projects are you proud of? Did you receive any promotions or accolades? If you want to apply it to your health, did you adopt any healthier habits? How has this physical or mental well-being improved? Or how have your physical and mental well-being improved? Relationships? Have you strengthened connections with family or friends? Did you resolve any conflict? When you look at your finances, did you reach your savings goal, your investment goal? Did you reduce your debt? From personal growth, what new skills or knowledge that you acquire? And then this applies to any other area that you feel that is important. So for each area, we really start by asking these three simple questions. What worked well? What didn't work? And what lessons did I learn? Here's where many of us begin to go wrong, in my opinion. We focus solely on what didn't work. We fall into that trap, but we're not going to do that. I'm going to focus this review on celebrating your wins, no matter how small. So celebrating your wins, you might be thinking, James, I have not achieved all of my goals. What is there to celebrate? Well, I'm here to tell you that, again, there's probably more to celebrate than you realize. Too often we focus solely on what we haven't accomplished, overlooking the progress that we've made and the victories that we've won along the way. This negative bias only skews our perception of our year. It also dampens our motivation for moving forward. That's why recognizing our achievements, no matter how small, is crucial. Think about it this way. If you are managing a team and all you ever did was point out what they did wrong, how motivated do you think they would be? Not very motivated, right? Well, the same principle applies to how we treat ourselves. We need to be our own best cheerleaders, our own best self-advocates. This brings me to a concept that I call mini milestones. I introduced this ideal in our mid-year review episode, but it's worth revisiting. The mini milestones concept is about recognizing that success isn't just about reaching your final destination. It's about all of the steps that you take along the way. So let me give you an example. Say your goal was to land a big promotion and you didn't get it this year, but here's what you did do. You took on new responsibilities, you learned new skills, you received positive feedback from colleagues and your managers. You made valuable connections within industry. So each of these is a milestone worth celebrating. There are signs of progress and indicators that you are moving or have been moving in the right direction. So here's an exercise that I want you to do. I want you to try this right now. I want you to take out your Finish Strong journal. You remember the one that I asked you to start in our last episode. Now, I want you to spend the next 2 minutes writing down every single thing that you've accomplished this year, big or small, personal or professional. Write it down. Listen, you can press pause if you can't safely write things down right now. Give it some thought. And then what I want you to do is schedule some time in your calendar, re-listen to this episode, and start doing some of these reflective exercises like this that we're going to be talking about. But here's what I think you're going to find. No, here's what I know, that when you look at that list, it's going to be much longer than you anticipated. So each item on that list is a success, a milestone that you've achieved. Take a moment and really let that sink in. Feel proud of what you have accomplished. This exercise isn't just about feeling good, although that's certainly a benefit. It's about building momentum. When we recognize our successes, we build confidence, we start to see ourselves as capable, we see ourselves as achievers, and this positive self-image fuels our motivation, and it really makes us more likely to pursue our future goals. Moreover, by identifying our successes, you know what? We can start to see patterns. What conditions led to these achievements? What skills did you leverage? This insight is incredibly valuable as you plan for the future. So as we continue with our year in review process, I want you to keep this mini milestones mindset. Yes, we are going to look at where we fall short, but we're going to approach failure from a foundation of recognizing and celebrating our successes. Celebrating our wins is absolutely crucial, but if we stop just at celebration, we're going to miss out on powerful opportunities for growth. So think of it this way. Celebration is like giving yourself a well-deserved pat on the back, but understanding why you succeeded, that's what gives you the roadmap to do it again and again and again. To help us do that, there's this process or concept that we call a success autopsy. So a success autopsy is about digging deeper into your achievements, going beyond the surface level celebration to understand the specific factors that made them possible. It's about dissecting what worked so you can create a repeatable blueprint for future success. So let's break it down in a few key areas. One, examine the factors that contributed to your success. What worked well? These might include external factors like being in the right place at the right time, or internal motivators like the extra effort that you put in for a project. For example, maybe you helped to land a big client and you were putting in extra research hours researching their needs, or perhaps you finally stuck to a fitness routine and you found an accountability partner. But identifying these factors is really the next step. So here's your task. I want you to take the list of accomplishments that we talked about in an earlier exercise, and I want you to pick one and ask yourself, what were the key factors that made this possible? Was it your preparation, your timing, or your support from others? Did you leverage specific resources or networks? I want you to write everything down that comes to mind. Again, if you can't write safely, hit pause or come back to this and do that. Number two, I want you to identify the skills that you leverage. So every success requires certain skills, whether they're technical, interpersonal, or a combination of both. Maybe your strong presentation skills help you to win over a key client, or maybe your knack for time management allow you to juggle multiple projects really smoothly. For the same success you chose earlier, list the skills that you use. I want you to be specific. Don't just say communication skills. Was it your ability to simplify complex ideas, or maybe it was your skill of reading a room and adjusting your message accordingly? Number three is to determine how to replicate this success. So in this step is about turning insights into actions. So ask yourself, how can you recreate the conditions that led to this success? So let me give you a personal example. Earlier this year, I had an exceptionally strong quarter in my coaching business. When I did a success autopsy, I realized that a key part of this success was consistently showing up to every interaction with the intention of providing real value. Whether it's a quick call or an email or a brief check-in, my goal was always to offer something useful. Over time, these small, consistent actions led to clients coming on board. This approach has become a foundation for my future success blueprint. And that is focus on delivering value first, build trust, and let the relationships grow from there. Here's another example. One of my clients worked on being more open and receptive when considering feedback during a presentation. She realized that she often became defensive when questioned. So this may be during the question and answer period, but this really hindered her ability to connect with her audience. When we did a success autopsy on a particularly successful presentation, she identified that reviewing a worksheet on applying curiosity She did that beforehand. That helped her stay open-minded. So this one pager served as a quick reminder to that approach. So now she approaches that time with curiosity rather than defensiveness. And so by consistently incorporating this practice, she's improving her engagement during Q&A periods and receiving positive feedback to her presentation. Now she makes it a point to review the worksheet almost before every presentation, turning a one-time success into a sustainable habit. Now it's your turn. I want you to take a few minutes now. Yes, we're going to wait and perform a success autopsy on one of your achievements from this year. Identify the contributing factors, the skills you've leveraged, and brainstorm ways to replicate that success. All right, you can press pause and then come back. I'm going to assume that you're done. Now you put yourself in a position where you can replicate that over and over and over again, because what you're starting to do is uncovering the patterns behind your past wins. So armed with this knowledge, you're not just celebrating. You're strategizing for even bigger victories ahead. Now, I think with this, you're ready to look at the flip side of the coin. I think that's great, because next week, we're going to dive deeper into how you can learn more from your setbacks and failures. And I'm going to introduce a concept called a failure resume. Trust me, it's not as daunting as it sounds. In fact, it might just be the most valuable document that you're going to create all year. Okay, so stay tuned. It is going to be an episode that you do not want to miss. I just want to provide a brief recap of this episode. So in this episode, we've taken time to think about the first step in our Finish Strong miniseries, Mastering a Comprehensive Year in Review. If you missed the first episode, don't worry. We've covered the three critical steps to ending your year on a high note: review, prioritize, and systematize. Today, we zeroed in on the review step, where we explored how to reflect deeply on your year, both personally and professionally, and to identify what's been working and what needs adjustment. A big part of this process today was celebrating your wins, no matter how small. Once you celebrate it, then it's time to leverage those wins so that you can understand the deeper things behind those wins. And we call that a success autopsy. The time that you spend reflecting and analyzing will pay off greater dividends in the future. It's not just about celebrating what went right. It's about learning from it and using those lessons to fuel even bigger wins ahead. So I encourage you to take the time and to perform these exercises. Block out some time on your calendar this week. Really dive into your year in review. I'm going to end this podcast episode like I end every episode, and that's this. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that follow through, do it, and are living the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select group. This is Dr. James Bryant, your guide for winning at work and at home. And I want you to be great this week. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.